music a bit? It's the best on Central Park and West. Mr. Ian Hunter, and what a track. Sorry about butting him, but I just get carried away. I ought to be, I suppose, really. Yes, he's a fine man, should never have died. But Molly and the Wailers, and Steer It Up.
Thank you.
still one of my most favourite pieces of music from the double album Just One Night. Mr. Eric Clapton, ably assisted by Mr. Albert Lee on guitar and setting me up, and that was written by the Dire Straits people. Well, if you got hold of the music press this week, as you should have done, in NME, there's a band that have done something that's quite revolutionary, which I think is going to alter the face of British pop music quite radically. They've gone out and made their own video. And it's this lot. You've heard them once, you've heard them twice, you've heard them lots of times on my show. They're called The Gas, and this is The Treemans. In the last half hour of ever rockin' rollin' on Merseyside Free Radio, and I'm going to a bigger one at I'll still miss you lot. I will. It's been nice being with you for the last 2 years, just about. I'm gonna miss you a lot. And that's The Gas and The Treemans. Indeed, what you gonna get? That's right, you're going to get The Treemans from The Gas, and the video is very cheap and very good value, I understand. And here's a band from Liverpool who I have visions are going to be slightly enormous. They've got some very talented people involved with them, notably Pete Wiley and Washington. And I understand now that the original keyboard player has come back to Wah, so there could be wonderful things for them in the near future. This is a track off the LP, Wah Napu, The Art of Bluff. This one's Mission Impossible.
Don't tell nobody in the world.
Destined for truly great things, the superbly wonderful Noir. And I understand the new album LP, it's written and sorted out, but they're going to work on the songs first, so they don't sort of come in dry, they come in with their good stuff, so nice. Now, as they're pursuing the Pulse E on the station, and that is sort of playing different tracks all the time and not sort of following in one vein of music, this is a lady from America who you have heard once or twice.
Let's get down to it.
exactly commercial, but from a very fine lady. Pat Benatar and Hit Me With Your Best Shot, and that was a massive hit in the States last year. And this lady is going out for Mr. Boca or Dirty Dick and the Cavemen. Also dedicated to everyone who's stuck in the civil service, and I hope you enjoy yourselves there. Must be some life after death, I suppose. Well, Dirty Dick doesn't normally get whatever he asks for, but he has this week. This one's for him. It's from an album, the title track of which is Fly Like an Eagle by a gentleman called Mr. Steve Miller. So I'm going to chat a bit over this. And Dirty Dick, thank you very much for the usual superb artwork. And yes, the Caroline ship is going to be called Imagine. And we're going to come on November the 28th at 12 noon, so stay tuned for us. And here's Steve Miller and the big build-up to Fly Like an Eagle. Thank you. Said you don't get exactly what you asked for. There you are, Mr. Boker, and I expect to get some artwork from you when I'm on the boat. And another one of the last letters today is from Dave Graham, who's written to me, thanks a lot, David, and probably not your real name, as they say in the press, but thank you very much indeed. Say, could I please play Our Trouble by Simple Minds? We had that a little bit earlier on, and a quick plug for you and Chris Curry from Tuesdays and Wednesdays at the Chelsea Reach. Plug, plug, who also enjoys Simple Minds and play them all the time, so I might even get down there before I go, even though I could nip along, couldn't I? And he's going on about the Mines gig, which was nice. Please say hello to Steph, the Human League Freak, who I saw at Lime Street Station after the gig, which she didn't speak, shy. Well, good luck in the future.